So I'm with Drew Bolton in his brand new beautiful restaurant in Barangaroo. Hello, Drew.
Hello.
Can you explain a little bit the concept and the food philosophy behind été, summer in French?
Mm-hmm. Look, when we first looked at the site here, the corner facing and the way that the light comes in, we just wanted it to be such a bright and welcoming venue. And I guess my food styling has always been French influenced. Hasn't been exclusively French before, but certainly been trained that way. And when we spoke with the developers, they said that they were looking for a French offering down here. So I guess any chef worth his weight cooks with the seasons, but we just wanted to take it to the next level. So we wanted to create a sort of a very seasonally driven menu. We work closely with a number of farmers and growers, and they help us to get the best of the best of what's available that season. But then we really wanted the aesthetics of the dining room to reflect the season as well. Like, it's a bustling little precinct, and it can be quite busy, and it's nice to have a little hideaway, so to speak. You know, you come in and you really feel that you're in the season that we're cooking in at that time.
So it's not only the food and the products that will be seasonal. But also the set and the decor.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and we've used a lot of dried flowers and fresh florals as well. So you want to come in and you want to be able to smell it as well. You know, the live wall has littered with lavender, and you know, it's one of the first things you smell when you walk in the door is that beautiful smell. It takes the guests to where we want them to go before they dine.
Where did you first learn French cuisine?
Well, I've been trained sort of all the way along by sort of French technique, even if it wasn't exclusively in French restaurants. When I worked with Matt Moran, for instance, I mean, the cuisine style, I guess you would arguably call it modern Australian. However, you know, a lot of the techniques and the way we were taught to cook there was French. I spent time in the mountains, and also in the Blue Mountains, that is, working at a restaurant called Darley's, where we did heavily influence French cuisine there. And then time overseas, and you know, getting experience in a number of great restaurants around the world, including Le Bernardin, which is arguably in New York, arguably one of the best French restaurants there is.
It sounds like the French cuisine was becoming a little bit out of trend, as if, you know, it was a little bit dying and not trendy anymore.
Yep.
What do you think about that, and how do you manage to, you know, to make it your own and to reinvent a little bit the French cuisine?
Yeah, well, I think people have a way of thinking when they think French cuisine. They think, you know, overly formalized and heavy. And so we wanted to change that up. You know, I feel that there's always, in any market, there's room for a good French bistro, or, you know, they always do well. Like, people do love the food, you know, there's no denying that, anywhere you go in the world. But what we wanted to do for Ete was to sort of go somewhere in the middle between, you know, bistro and gastronomic. Lighten up the flavours, you know, make it a little bit more palatable to the Sydney diner. So it's just freshened up, using a lot of our local produce, and just a little bit lighter with the butter. Just a little bit.
Can you give us some examples of what's in your menu?
So a good example of what we're doing is our veal tartare. We're working with this product, which is exclusively supplied by Vic's Premium Quality Meats, and produced by Torello. And it's this new class of veal. It's called rosé veal. So basically, it's a byproduct of the dairy industry, and they're taking these calves and raising them and producing this beautiful quality veal. And, you know, something that we haven't had in Australia. We haven't had good quality veal ever, really, that I can remember anyway. And then when I ate this, I went, wow, this reminds me of Paris. This reminds me of Europe, you know. So, I mean, in its basic elements, the tartare is served fairly traditionally, but we're using this unique product to Australia, this unique product to Sydney, really, at the moment. And, you know, we add a bit of zhuzh by doing a little foie gras ganache with it, and then, lighten it up with a lot of native herbs and some herbs that we get grown for us at a farm in the mountains.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hungry already. Okay, and maybe just a word about your wines. What will we find in the wines card of Etik?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty substantial list. Basically, we wanted there to be a little bit of something for everyone. We've structured our lists via palate weight. Basically, you don't need to be a wine connoisseur to read our wine list. It's structured by the characteristics of what people like. So it's a very easy read, and there's a lot of diversity in the list. I guess the special thing that we're doing is our Coravan list. So I'm not sure if you're aware, but a Coravan is this special tool that's been implemented, been invented, and basically a needle goes through the cork and allows you to extract wine from the bottle without opening it and, you know, putting it at risk to oxidization. And so what that's allowed us to do is to create a wine by the glass menu, utilizing wines that you would never usually see on a by the glass menu. So we've got, you know, some crook glass, we've got some great vintages, you know, we've got wines that, you know, you may not want to buy, or you may not be able to buy an entire bottle of, but if you want to have a taste, we can even do half glasses. So the whole idea behind it was to open people up to wine and to give people an opportunity to try things that they've never tried before.
Just a very last question. When you go to France, at the moment, what would be your favorite restaurant?
Well, I'll have to say, from my last visit, we went to Epicure at the Bristol Hotel with Eric Brachon, and it was just absolutely, like, mind-blowingly phenomenal. So that's up there. That's up there, yeah.
Thank you very much, Drew.
Thank you.
And good luck for Etik.
Thank you.
Thank you.